name is Mike Norman, and today we have a book review on a book by Seth Godin, titled Linchpin, Are You Indispensable? Let me begin. Our mythical common sense has a habit of telling us that everyone would, or at least should, agree on certain ideas, practices, etc., as often as proclaimed the notion is wrong. For instance, it is suggested that we are all indispensable in our work lives. Otherwise, we can naively ask, why were we hired in the first place? Of course, in our eyes, who can live without us? But we are not indispensable. It seems people are incurably and exceptionally skilled at making themselves dispensable. For full disclosure, I have been very adept in my life at making myself dispensable in more ways than I would dare share with you today. With that admission, I am now ready to declare that Seth Godin's book, Linchpin, captured me for a sleepless night reading experience. Okay, I am a fan of Seth Godin. No, he is not a rock star, nor a member of the Mindless Celebrity Hall of Fame. He is simply a very insightful person who expresses his thoughts freely, nothing more and nothing less. But insights don't grow freely on trees. Insights develop from life experiences, taking time to see life, which cannot be bought nor inherited. In Linchpin, a careful and methodical reader can find thoughts worth rereading over the course of years. As a text, it will not become a classic for the easy living types, but it will become a guide for those who know they must continually learn and relearn how to see the world, especially within and outside their respective worlds. Going beyond, readers are enticed to create perspectives on how to think very clearly about the future. Consequently, it is a book which dares self-futurists to engage friends, bosses, partners, and others to consult their feelings on what they want out of life's choices. How? It simply asks if people want to become, remain, and die as dispensable cogs of machines. Is that really important to know? Finally, I do not care to spoil your exploration of the book. You must read it to form your own opinions. Yet for the curious among you who live in a challenging rut-filled fog while navigating your lives and careers, please start the book at page 101. Pick it up and read a few pages and do one of the toughest human tasks in our 21st century way of living. Think. Think as a human being and not as a machine child. We appreciate your visiting our site today. And if you have any questions, please contact us at leadershipdesign@michael-mason-norman.com or Twitter at wisdommarket. That's WISDOMMARKET. Thank you very much. And this is Dr. Michael Mason Norman. Have a great day. Take care.